This is Ozarks at Large. Plenty to talk about when it comes to jobs and the economy in Arkansas, including changes to the state's workforce program, raising the minimum wage, and the governor's quick action closing fund. Our content partner, Roby Brock, recently led a roundtable discussion of business and politics with Arkansas Economic Development Committee's Grant Tenniel, Scott Inman, and Janelle Lilly from KATV. It was all part of Roby's television program, Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock.
Well, I want to talk about AEDC's, the changes that are coming to the workforce program after the compromise to secure the 27th vote from Senator English. So tell me a little bit about what we can expect those changes to look like and when they'll start.
Well, first I want to give Senator English a whole lot of credit. This is an issue that she cares deeply about. She has run the Workforce Investment Board in a past life. She has worked at AEDC in a past life. She has been concerned about this for a long time and saw an opportunity with the uncertainty around the private option to move an issue forward that there's very broad agreement on. There just hasn't been the political will to get the funding done. So she seized her chance and managed to pull together commitments for about $15 million from various sources, some of it coming out of existing pots dedicated to workforce at the Workforce Services Agency, some of it coming in the form of new one-time money from the governor to really get focused in a few different ways. One of the things that we know, we have a lot of different people in a lot of different organizations engaged in workforce development in the state. A lot of it's duplicative. Some of it isn't as strong as it needs to be, and we're trying to do too much in too many places with too little resource.
Are there 30,000 jobs, though? That's the number that keeps getting thrown around.
That's what the chamber has been saying for quite a while, that they think there may be as many as 30 and maybe a few more. Jobs available in Arkansas that can't be filled because workers lack the skill. Well, this pot is going to enable us to say, okay, boys, we've got the money now. Tell us where the jobs are, tell us what the skills need to look like, and we're going to train people specifically for these jobs. We're calling it the Fast Track Program because we're hoping that it's going to present an opportunity for a fast track to employment for a number of Arkansans.
Let's talk about another topic that just wrapped up with this fiscal session right here, the Quick Action Closing Fund for the state of Arkansas. This has kind of been a pot of money that the governor's been able to use for to incentivize companies to come here. That balance is down to about $6.8 million right now. There was no additional funding put into the Quick Action Closing Fund. What are you going to do about that? Well, how does that hamper your ability to recruit jobs to the state?
Well, we had asked for an additional $5 million out of the surplus. And at the end of the day, there were legislators who felt very strongly that we can't spend all of next year's surplus now. There were, we're projecting around $120 million in surplus. There were requests in for about 90. So some things had to go. And there were a few key items that there was broad agreement on. The two that really impacted the Quick Action Closing Fund money more than any others were broadband in schools, which I'm a huge supporter of and very much behind, and told individual legislators in meetings that I really think that getting that right can have a greater long-term economic impact on the state than any one project that we can do.
And what was the other thing?
The other was the charter school facilities funding, which has, fans and detractors on both sides of the aisle. But because the Waltons had put this challenge forward and said that they were going to match at least some of it, there was a whole lot of impetus to go ahead and take advantage of that match.
What are you going to do, though, if you don't have money to compete against Texas or Illinois or Florida or someplace for a project that's coming here if you don't have that Quick Action Closing Fund money?
I think that we're going to have to get very creative. And I'm worried about it. I'll tell you, I'm worried about it right now. The one option that we have that we're going to begin to exercise, there is an amount of money from the Quick Action Closing Fund that has been promised to projects over the course of the last, some of them, a few years old now. And for whatever reason, the companies haven't moved forward on the projects. We've kept the commitment. It sits in the
lockbox. You're going to ask for the money back?
Well, what we are going to do is begin to communicate to those companies that we need to see a plan for how you're going to spend this money beginning in this next fiscal year. And if you're not ready, we may deobligate that money to you and come back in the 15 fiscal cycle when hopefully we'll have more money and make those obligations again.
Now, real quick, I know you're concerned with bringing higher paying jobs
right.
to the state, but I do want to spend a little time on talking about the lower paying ones.
Sure.
There's a proposal to raise the state's minimum wage
right.
from $6.25 an hour over the next 3 years to $8.50 an hour. That proposal may make the ballot. Do you have a stand on that?
Well, you know, it's funny. I had a canvasser show up at my house yesterday afternoon and knock on the door and ask for my signature, and I signed. I'll sign almost any of them because I think the people deserve a chance to vote on these sorts of things. I think that there is a lot of benefit behind raising the minimum wage. You will hear from some companies that say it will be a job killer. Mm-hmm. But what creates jobs is customers. I mean, people talk a lot about job creators. The ultimate job creator is a customer with money to spend. That's how jobs get created. And if we can put more hands or more money in the hands of working Arkansans to go out into the economy and spend it, that will create jobs. Corporate profits over the last few years on a nationwide basis have been at record levels.
That was Roby Brock, Steve Inman, and Janelle Lilly speaking with AEDC's Grant Tenniel. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large comes from Bank of the Ozarks. Committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. ArkansasStateChamber.com for more information.